We are saluting you right now.
You are America's heroes, and we wish you a very enjoyable and home-filled Veterans Day. Until next time, Shea Spillane.
I love you all.
And I am Derek Gary. Stay safe, everybody.
I think we got it now. We gotta get a power increase, and we should get a better release. Everybody would hear us then at 91.5 FM. We would be so awesome. We would really rule. Everybody would hear us. And all the competing schools. Keep it simple, that's the way to do it. That could be a new Rick Ocasek.
Hey.
We discovered Tracy Chapman. Before she made big bucks.
She makes big bucks.
We could say things on the air back then.
Oh yeah, we could.
With simple words like aw shucks.
Aw hiccup shucks.
We would be really awesome.
We would be real awesome.
And we would really rule.
Yeah, we would really rule.
Everybody would hear us. In all the competing schools. Can you do a bridge, Paul?
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna go see.
One day we're gonna control Boston.
Yeah, right.
And we'll get calls from even Brookline, too. Maybe someone in South Yarmouth. Would want to hear they might be giants too. So much talent is wasted.
Oh, it is so wasted.
'Cause no one can hear us at all.
It's too bad.
But MFO is 18 years now.
Almost 20.
Almost 20 and 6 feet tall.
Oh yeah, right.
We could be really awesome.
We could be so awesome.
And we'd really rule.
Yeah, we'd really rule.
And everyone would hear us.
You know they all could hear us.
In all. Can't wait to cart this off.
Welcome to On the Town with Mikey D. 3 hours of great Boston and New England music, all varieties. We got a big show for you guys this evening. We have Violet Knox coming in to chat in just a little bit. We're going to have Never Read the Comments with Goddamn Glenn. And a whole lot of music. So give me a call at 855-915-WMFO. That is 855-915-9636. So I got a whole bunch of new stuff, which is really awesome. And I figured I would start with this. Enjoy. 91.5 WMFO.
Is going around. We get caught up in the Thursday, you will be caught in an emergency flash flood between Park and First Street.
What? No, that doesn't work. I'm busy then. Decline. Decline.
Floods don't exactly work around your schedule. Disasters don't plan ahead. But you can. It starts with talking to your loved ones about making an emergency plan. So don't wait. Communicate. Visit mass.gov/MEMA. Brought to you by the Massachusetts Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, and the Ad Council.
You've got more than you'll ever keep. You can't wake up without losing sleep. You'll lose time, heart, faith, and command. Look it over, it's a losing hand.
All the blessings you thought you'd been given, turns out they want it back. You see that now, precious things in life, the very living, all this color fades to black.
You keep thinking love's gonna last like the rest. It's over too fast. When you hold me, hold on tight. We'll be lucky to get more than this night. Focus on what you've got now. Got to keep up your spirit somehow. Got this day here, a day is so long, and there's always the chance that I'm wrong.
You wanna lose what's here right now in front of you, because you know you will. Give up this gift of sun is set, the coolness of the nighttime brings the brilliance of the stars. Thank you.
a shadow and take it down to the hollow. Waiting, the water bites so cold and shallow. I'm ready, ready now, ready for you. I'm stronger, stronger now, pushing forward. Oh, Jamaica, oh, Jamaica, oh, Jamaica, roll out. Oh, Jamaica, oh, Jamaica, oh, Jamaica, oh, Jamaica, roll out. Oh, Jamaica, roll out. Oh, Jamaica, oh, Jamaica, roll out. Oh, Jamaica, roll out. Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on.
91.5 WMFO on the Tell 'em Mikey D. That was Jenny D and the Delinquents with Looking for Clues. Now, as you may have heard on many shows here at WMFO, it is our pledge drive. Yes. For the past 45 years, we have brought you community-based freeform radio, like on the Tell 'em Mikey D. In order to continue that great and honored tradition, we need your support in our annual donations drive. From now until November 14th, that is that exactly 1 week from now? Yes, it is. We have 7 more days. We are trying to raise $5,000 to keep the freeform going. So your generosity will be rewarded. There are prizes at several levels. Go to donate.wmfo.org for details. You will probably hear us be unbearingly thankful if you donate. Anyway, Violet Knox is in the studio. We will get right to them after this. WMFO. You're listening on the Tell 'em Mikey D, and you just listened to Watts from their latest EP, All Done With Rock and Roll. That was Tear It Up. And we have exactly half of Violet Knox here. We have Karen and Dez.
Hello.
And which begs the question, where's the other two?
Well, Andrew, our drummer, Andrew Abrahamson, is he forgot that he was supposed to be here tonight, and he said he promised to do a show with Chris Thompson, who used to be in the band.
Right.
They were doing a show at Deep Thoughts. So, and Alex, maybe Des can tell you.
Yeah, we have a new Alexis. Synth, bass synth player, tape machine, amazing musician, Alexis.
Ah, nice.
And he's off doing magical things this evening and could not join us.
Like with synths and tape manipulation, or is it actual magic like rabbits and hats and
it's
wands and stuff?
He's incredible, and so is Andrew.
Yeah,
we're really lucky to be working with them.
Well, you guys are here because you have a new EP.
Hello.
Wee-hee.
Yes,
we do.
Meow.
What?
Meow. Yes, a new EP called Twin Flame.
Yeah, you celebrated with meowing. Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. I could dig it. I like cats.
Yes, me too.
All right, so yeah, so it's two new songs and a remix from your previous EP, Nebula. So, I did notice that these particular songs are quite epic in comparison to Nebula. Was that a conscious effort?
I think the songs on Nebula were epic as well, in terms of if you're talking about
right.
length.
Yeah.
These new songs, they're like about 7.5 minutes and the other one's 8.
Yeah.
And that's kind of average for us. Maybe on Nebula we cut them down a little bit to fit. Because we had more songs, but we just let these play out a little bit more, kind of build, and since there were just two songs,
okay.
And I think this EP songs are probably a little bit more formatted.
All right,
in more of a, I'd say, hypnotic, spacey direction that we're moving in.
I was going to ask about that. When you wrote these two tracks, were they kind of planned to be kind of more epic in scope, or?
Nothing is ever planned.
No, nothing is ever planned in Violet Knox. If we're not rehearsing for a show, we usually get together and we jam, and that's how we write.
Okay.
And something will develop out of a jam session, and then we'll go home, think about it, come back, and then add more parts. And that's what happened. But those two songs, they came together actually really quickly.
Yeah, it's a collaborative effort. Yeah. And everybody comes up with their own parts. So it's very open.
Okay.
Yeah. Not much is planned. It's really all by feeling, man.
So.
Experimenting as well.
Which begs the question, why only two songs? Why only two new ones?
Because we thought those were pretty good. We had some others. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had some others that, that were developing, but these two just really gelled. And
okay. And
we felt time had gone by, and let's go ahead and record these songs. And it was actually my suggestion just to put them out on Bandcamp to a digital release. And Des was like, no, let me talk to our label guy who was in England.
Because the last one got a release in the UK.
Yes, and this one did too, because it turned out that Roger Linney, who runs that label, Reverb Worship, was starting a sister label devoted entirely to electronic music, so it was perfect.
Ooh.
And we also had this remix. We had a remix that we didn't know really how we were going to release that, so we decided to release two songs and the remix as a small EP.
Okay.
And actually, that was Des's idea. She's like, she pushed for that.
I love electronic music. And our friends Miss Geo did a fabulous job in remixing that.
Yeah, we'll actually hit up the remix in a little bit. So let's go in order. Tell us about Swan Pond.
Okay, that was one of those songs that just kind of came together really quickly. I think within 2 weeks it was written. We had jammed, started a something 1 week, and just, we threw out some titles, and I don't know how, but it ended up being called Swan Pond. Now, at that time, I was, actually before that too, but I was starting to write lyrics from title prompts. I'm kind of good at that. So I went home and I wrote some lyrics based around swans.
Okay.
And the theme that they made for life. So that's what the lyrics ended up being about.
All right. That's good. All right. So, with that, we will take a listen to Swan Pond.
Yeah.
91.5 WMFO. can totally see how this would come off live.
Yeah.
And actually, we recorded it just like we play it live. There was no overdubbing except for the vocals.
Like two takes, that's it.
Yeah, we did really? Two takes and we liked the second one better. And
yeah,
so.
And there were some, I think, vocals that we added, sort of on the spot. And as far as sound effects, the same thing. You know, everything is very experimental.
So
in the moment.
Yeah, this track had a definite soundscape. The term almost escaped my head, which is, you know, what I'm prone to do when I'm live on the radio.
Put you in a stoner dream state of mind, Matt.
There you go.
Yeah.
I mean, when you write something like this, is it something like, all right, I want to evoke this feeling, and so you just toy with some sort of sound. I mean, because both of you guys are credited with sound effects, sonic effects. Sorry, difference. Was there just something in there that made you want to create a track around it, or?
I think it's just our energy and chemistry and fire together when we create.
Okay.
And a lot of the, I'll just say, because I work a lot with effects,
mm-hmm.
I spend a lot of time experimenting, playing around with tones and sounds, as well as Karen does.
We both play guitar.
I
loop, so that kind of builds.
Okay.
I'm doing a few loops as I'm going along, so it kind of builds into a bigger sound. And then she does more with sonic effects and pedals. I have very few pedals, but this song, I would say the mood of it, actually, going back to the beginning, it was really Andrew's beat.
Mm-hmm.
It was just that very thick, heavy.
I think
heavy
we're also
kind of set the mood, and I, so.
And I think that we were thinking more about like dub, groove, sort of hypnotic kind of sounds. I think that was a discussion with Andrew at that time, and maybe that was the beat that he brought in that created this tune.
Well, did you have a goal in mind when you went in to record these two particular tracks?
Goals. No, they were really well cooked, those songs.
Okay.
Like live, that's how we play them. That's how they sound live, and, mm-hmm. and we just went in. And Andrew actually recorded us at his studio at the Berwick Building.
Okay.
In Roxbury.
Nice. Roxbury.
He's got his setup.
Nice.
In the basement.
So, while we were listening to this, because you guys have a UK label, what kind of response do you get? I mean, have you played over there?
No, but we're open to it.
Okay.
The story of that label was I play solo as well, kind of like a psych folk thing, and I was already had put something out on Reverb Worship.
Okay.
So then when I was playing with this project, we were also looking for a label, and I thought, well, I didn't know if he would go for the electronic stuff, but we tried, and he wanted to put out the first one. And so mm-hmm. then again, like I said, this year he started another label called Sleep Fuse, which is all electronic, so it was perfect for us to release.
Yeah, and that just came out last Friday?
Just last Friday.
Yeah.
We got our first review in Italy on the blog. Right. White Light, White Heat.
White Light, White Heat.
Okay.
Yep, they premiered a video that actually I made for Swan Pond.
Mm-hmm.
And and they reviewed the song and played the video.
Yeah, and we have a really wonderful article or review coming out tomorrow in Boston Hassle. And then
it's
probably
like an interview.
Yes, interview
Q&A thing.
And then we have something very soon to be coming out in Brazil, a blog in Brazil,
the blog that celebrates itself.
And we're working on we're getting a lot of international attention. Hello, Boston. This is Violet Knox.
But I think,
hello.
I think that going back to the label, the UK label, it's nice because then you get people interested who are already following. you know, artists on that label.
Exactly.
So when
he
starts promoting your stuff, it's like he's promoting. So it helps, and more people get to hear your music.
Mm. Album of the Week in Belgium, Nebula got.
Yeah.
And I see, if only it was economically feasible to go over there and play a couple shows,
lots of people do, and I want to know how they do it.
Yeah.
Do they have money?
Well, give us a call at 855-915-WMFO. We can use some tips.
A Kickstarter. Send Violet Knox to Europe.
There you go. If anybody has... If anybody has any tips other than Kickstarter on how to get an electronic act like Violet Knox over to Europe, where they're getting such glowing presses, and I'm just wondering, like, do you get like fan emails or anything like that?
Yeah, we do.
Okay, how is that? Are they from the Europe market?
Yeah, from all over, really.
Okay,
yeah.
That's excellent.
Not a lot.
I mean,
have some friends down in North Carolina.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
The Unquiet Meadow. That's another broadcast from Asheville.
He's really helped us out a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
Well, good thing we don't mind you plugging other shows on here. No.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Oh, we got also the next song, AXA, got played on the Mr. and Mrs. Tums show in Brighton, UK. Last Sunday, it was one of the featured songs on the show.
Nice.
So
send money so we can go to the UK.
Yeah. So,
not
breaking, just sharing.
Maybe we should just hard work.
No,
and wonderful
just
news.
Start
saving.
Yes,
but I mean, yes. But you're getting. Not many people get press
money.
In Italy and Belgium.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
That was a new one, and that's thanks to Des and all her communications with people. Mm-hmm. I get very shy about sending emails, and
I'm good at press and marketing.
She's good at that.
Well, have you noticed that there is, I mean, it's still kind of underground, but they still love like loop based and electronic based music.
Definitely.
And I mean, it doesn't happen as much in this country as it does in Italy and Belgium. And for some reason, they just love ambience. And
treat you like rock stars.
There you go. Yeah. All right, so let's hit up AXA. So tell us a little bit about AXA.
I think it sort of was created in the same fashion as Swan Pond. Just, you know, again, chemistry, jam, coming up with parts.
It came together really quickly.
Yeah.
And the reason it's called AXA, A times A, it was like, actually it was really started, kind of got going with Alexis Desjardins, the synth bass player, and Andrew.
It was their
Abrahamson,
first beat together,
I
think.
It was.
Yeah.
They started something, then
Alexis
joined
is
in,
newer.
And, then, and Des joined in. And then I think like a week later, Des brought in lyrics, I brought in lyrics. So on this song, it's interesting, she sings on the first half of the song.
Okay.
And it's me singing on the second half.
All right, so let's check it out.
Yeah.
And also pay attention to the elaborate sparkly ending.
Sparkly ending. Yes. I like sparkly endings.
It's quite psychedelic.
All right, awesome. Here is AXA 91.5 WMFU.
Thank you.
That is a headphone song if I ever heard one. Well, I'm not going to say what you just did on the air.
Take a hit of that magic.
Okay. No. So that one, of course, with the big ending too, that one seemed to be a little more, what's the word? Erg. For lack of a better term, especially the first half of the song, it's surprisingly accessible.
It's very bright, I think, mm-hmm. compared to the other song, Swan Pond. It's kind of a very deep kind of heavy sound. And this is a lot brighter and,
Well,
it's
accessible,
like you said.
Yeah, it's
that's cool.
It's a bit more accessible. That not on purpose.
That's not a dirty word.
No, it's not. I mean, I can almost hear a remix of this on your next record.
It's possible.
Just saying.
It's possible.
Yeah. I think also with discussion. Alexis Desjardins, who does the bass synth, he's got a really good, like, groovy kind of bass line in AXA. Mm-hmm. It feels kind of danceable, like you were saying. Maybe
part of
the accessibility. It feels very danceable the first part of it until it descends into chaos.
Well, I mean, that's the Violet Knox thing, isn't
that's
it?
The way. That's the Violet Knox way.
So, I mean, I can totally hear a remix of that on your next one.
It's possible.
Just saying. Okay. To what's his name over at Sleep Fuse? Commission a remix. Wouldn't it be cool to have like some UK person remix it?
Yes. I was going to say
a French person,
but we already have a French person did a remix.
Yes.
Or an Italian remix.
Yeah.
Belgian remix.
Hey,
I'm just throwing it out there.
Any nation, anyone from any nation is welcome to do a remix.
And before you know it, you'll get a remix from Botswana. Yeah. So what are the immediate future plans for Violet Knox now that this EP is now out?
We have a few shows coming up November 20th. We're playing with 28 Degrees Taurus at O'Brien's.
Nice.
And then November 30th, AS220 in Providence. And then I know we're doing another Providence show December 8th. It's sort of a underground party thing.
Undisclosed location.
Writing new songs, and hopefully, we'll be recording some more and probably be performing again like March, April.
Okay.
I do all the booking for the band.
So you
Another
would know.
Another passionate band, yes.
Mm-hmm. No, that is really cool. And I hope people, this is definitely a more chill out kind of vibe than what a lot of people are used to hearing from On the Tell with Mikey D. Mm-hmm. As you were
different is good.
Yes, absolutely. So what would it take to have a Violet Knox full length?
Well, we're talking about that. I want vinyl, but I want to find the next mission will be as soon as this is fully promoted, this record, will we still have a lot of work that we're doing to get good interviews, reviews. We're going to scout out a bigger label. That would be the idea.
Okay.
Yeah,
I mean,
a bigger European label. I'm hoping. Yeah.
I'd like to see the first EP, Nebula, and this one together on vinyl. That would be cool.
That would be. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think it would fit too. So minus the remix.
Minus the remix.
Yeah. Then I think it.
Just like 4 and 4. I think it could work.
Some ideas here,
it could work.
Yeah.
Live brainstorming. Why not? All right. So, let's get to the remix because we won't keep you.
We'd just like to say a few things about that.
Yeah. Please.
Well, I was really surprised when I first heard it. I really dig it a lot, and I've been digging it even more. every time I listen to it. It was done by our friend Paz, who's from Miss Geo.